How you start a presentation sets the tone for everything that follows. A strong opening builds confidence, both for you and your audience. Well, what's the best way to open up a presentation? Well, that's going to depend on your audience, your topic, and even the culture of your workplace. But in this audio, I'm going to give you a range of phrases that you can use to open your presentations pretty powerfully. We'll listen to them so you can see how they feel in action, and then you can start practicing them yourself. Remember, your own style and the situation that you're in will be a little bit different at each time. So grab a couple, at least, for your phrase toolkit. And make sure you keep practicing them until you are super confident that you can use them quickly in the real world. Let's put the phrases into real world examples so you can see how they work in action. Now, imagine you're presenting quarterly performance data to your company's leadership team. That might sound like this.
Thank you all for being here today. Allow me to introduce today's topic, an overview of our Q3 performance.
That sets a polished and professional tone and establishes the importance of your presentation from the very first word. Now, let's switch to a neutral opening for a regular department meeting.
To start things off, I'd like to highlight the key metrics from quarter three. Today, we'll be focusing on what worked well and where we can improve.
That's pretty straightforward. It keeps the focus on the content. Now, here's a more casual opening, maybe for a brainstorming session with your team.
I'm excited to share this with you. Let's jump right in and look at the results from Q3 so we can start planning for the next quarter.
It certainly feels more relaxed, but it still gets straight to the point. Notice how each opening phrase matched the situation? The words you choose can really set the mood. Now, there's a list of phrases that you can start practicing in your workbook for opening up a presentation. Now, I'm going to read them out here now with a pause for you to repeat them, give you practice on the rhythm and getting the stress right. Which words do you stress? I also encourage you to record yourself reading them so that you can hear how you sound and focus on what you would like to change in them. Okay, let's get started. Thank you all for being here today. I'm excited to share this with you. Let's begin by looking at to start things off, I'd like to today we'll be focusing on allow me to introduce today's topic. Let's jump right in and get started. Practice using these phrases in the next 5 days, and you'll see how much easier it is to start strong and guide your audience. In the next audio, I'm going to dive into moving between key points.